The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you. Does anyone know what day of the week it is? I mean, we're getting into that territory, are we not? But I can tell you, for those who don't, it's Wednesday, middle of the week, in the middle of extraordinary times. It's Wednesday, the 18th of March, 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock every morning, and we're delighted to have you with us. I know we have a lot of new friends joining us in your kitchens, or your cars, or your back gardens, or on your walks. Well, sit back. Or walk strong, walk tall, and relax, because we're here now till 10 o'clock. We're very glad to have you with us, and you've been busy on our email to ryan@rte.ie. And you're busy because you're dying to share good news with us in what is essentially a dark time. We know that. And so yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and it was an extraordinary St. Patrick's Day. And like everyone else in the country, well, my oldest turned around and said, "Looks like Leo is going to be saying something pretty heavy at 9 o'clock." I said, "What?" And it was kind of a foreboding message that went around to say, addressed to the nation. And there was a lot of nervousness about the place, understandably. But fortunately, if you can call it that, because fortunately, as a word, has taken on a whole new context in terms of comparative use of the word in the past. But fortunately, the speech wasn't as horrific as most of us were expecting. I thought there was going to be another gear change entirely, but actually it was simply a leveller, a calm the horses class of speech, which was very welcome. I thought very well made and well written, and the sentiments were correct, and I think it was what we needed to hear. I think we all need to hear voices of reason, of calm and of sanity, and that ongoing message not to be reading silly, I want to say silly, I actually mean stupid messages on WhatsApp and online, telling you, "My sister's brother, who was married to a goldfish, who went out with an aardvark, says that there's going to be a coup." That stuff, no. I mean, it's completely bonkers and it scares people, and it's untrue. As I keep saying, reliable sources, go to who you know. Go to who you trust, whether that's a newspaper or radio station or indeed the HSE, for example. Just trusted sources, friends. That's exactly what you need. Obviously, we're allowed to still go for walks. I'm calling it the swerve walks now. Anytime I see a person, I swerve. and I hope they don't mind. It's not that they smell. It's just that we need to be careful and to mind each other. And what I saw yesterday was this beautiful, indomitable Irish spirit. I saw children with green painted on their faces and green hats and bobbins and bobbles and anything they could get their hands on. There were these little micro parades of the mind as children and their families persisted in going. I saw Irish flags outside, hanging out windows. I saw just a sense of the country everywhere and people just ploughing on. And it was lovely. And I heard of people calling to their grandparents and knocking at the window and looking through the window and maybe having a song or a dance or say hello. And that is weird. And that is not normal. So it's okay, because abnormal is the new normal for the moment. And things you wouldn't have said or done are allowed to be said or done, as long as obviously it's within reason. I find myself having no tolerance for people giving out and complaining in the sense that, or being nasty. We are now in we have to be much more mindful of each other's space and mindset. And that's what's so good about it. There's a new reality for our younger listeners, the teenagers worried about exams, students. And that part of that is just because it's very peculiar. It's unlikely the schools will be open for some time, and we don't know for sure. We know that it's the end of March. We haven't heard anything other than that. But I think we should be prepared for probably a longer period than that. But let's just hold the horse until, again, we hear anything on that. But in the meantime, until we get to that stage, start getting ready for that. You wake up at a certain time. You get dressed. I think the business of staying in pyjamas all day is probably not such a hot idea, to be honest with you. Even this morning, I was going, "I'll just get jeans and an old shirt." I said, no, dress up a little. You're going to work, you know, be a bit civilised. So I did. And I think that's not a bad thing, even if you're in your own house, to get up, get dressed, have breakfast, talk to each other, make a cup of coffee for your dad or your mum, And then do some homework or do your schoolwork for a couple of hours. Then take a break, have a bit of lunch, go for a walk, come back, schoolwork again for a little while. You might find you'll get more done at home under these circumstances than you would at school, strangely. You've got these amazing teachers who are giving work from remotely, and they're just tremendous. So good on them. And then the students just remain brilliant. You're the next generation. We need you. We need you to be smart and educated and brilliant. So stay calm and stay wonderful and keep learning. On the Instagram, I've been putting up book recommendations. They're now on our Facebook page. If you want to see, and they're also in the highlights of the Instagram Instatubberty. You'll see, you can click on them and you'll see lists of pictures of the books from my own shelves at home to say, here's, you might like this or that or this or that. And then I did two lists for children, and you're responding beautifully to that because you're getting into it, and that's tremendous. And I'm going to do an Insta live probably today at 5 p.m. again from my house with board game suggestions, because I know you're bored and you want to play games. So we'll do that, and I'll get that. So keep an eye out for that. But what else have I got for you? Oh, so yeah, for our older listeners this morning, I mentioned it earlier on in the week. I'm going to say it again because I did it myself yesterday. I practiced what we preach with my girls, and we WhatsApp video. I am my mother. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. I'm sure she wouldn't. And she answered it brilliantly and took the call where you can see the other person on the call. Just, I'm saying this for people who don't know this technology. And it is her reaction to it was so beautiful. And she could see the grandchildren. She could see them. It's the difference between an audio call and a video call. And it changes everything. It's worth making the effort to teach somebody, even if they're total technophobes, to teach them in the 3 seconds it'll take you to do it, because it transforms everything. And that visual contact, which is going to be the new world order for a little while, is so much more important in some ways than just the audio or miming through a window. So try that. I would urge you to try that. And if they don't have the phone, get one and teach them if you can. Now, there's one other thing, because a lot of people send me things and stories, and we keep getting them, and it's really good. It's positive. I call it the 3-box leaflet. And I've seen a few people are doing this in their neighbourhood. And if you want to think about it, why don't you do it? Because if you're lucky like me to have wonderful neighbours who, you know, kind of look after each other and say, you're right, and what's going on? If you're in a situation where you take out a piece of paper like this, you fold it because you don't want it to be too big, and you write down your name and your telephone number and 3 boxes. Box one, shopping. Box two, a phone call. And box 3, miscellaneous. And you put it into people's houses who you know are they're on their own, they're self-isolating, or you think that they might be very old and a little bit lonely. And they can tick one of these things and decide whether to call you to say hello, call you to ask you to do some shopping or buy a newspaper or some bread or something else. The 3-box leaflet. Think about it. Might be a nice thing to do. We're doing things we'd never do, which is good. There's a lot of appreciation for Leo Varadkar's address last night coming in. It was not a political broadcast as a text. It was calm and reassuring. And he was dressed really well. That's bizarre, but if you want, you might as well. But it was a brilliant message. Well said. And a lot of people saying that that's what we need. Last Thursday, this is from a message that came in. I'm going to give you a flavour of what's coming in. Last Thursday, says an email, my mother was in Super Value looking for bread. And there was no bread on the shelves. And she couldn't find it. She's on a stick with a bad hip, and she got upset and returned to her car crying. And this guy loading his car noticed her and asked, could he help? And she told him about the bread. And he took out his bread, his own bread, and he gave it to her. And she offered to pay, but he wouldn't take any money, and nor would he give her his name. Just take the bread. So we would like to thank that man in the white Volkswagen Beetle with the black roof in Walkinstown. Thank you. Thank you. You see, those little moments of kindness, if we all learn from it and do it, that's what's going to get us through. Neve was on to say, my heart is broken that my 90-year-old dad is alone 4 hours from us and we can't visit. However, tonight, he took a WhatsApp video call for the first time. This is what I was saying earlier on. So you're doing the right thing. And we had a little session, a glass of vino and Cashel Blue, We sang Ó Rois Seidhe Mhath Abhaile together, and through the coronavirus, and that's a lovely thing to do. Send the videos and have that. Look at the Hunt Museum, for example. They've designed a colouring book which features items in our collection which you can download and print or copy, or you can drop by the museum and collect a printed copy, which they're going to leave a box of colouring books in the front of the museum between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And we'll create a new set of drawings next week. That is just clever and creative and generous. John was on Twitter and he said, "I just chatted with my dad. He lives alone. We've talked more," he says, "over the last few days than the last few years." That's saying something, isn't it? "Shouldn't have taken this," he says, "but it did. I love my dad. Hashtag stronger together. Hashtag COVID-19. By the way, do we all have the cleanest houses in the Western Hemisphere? I've ever heard of the amount of cleaning and scrubbing and organisation. Honestly, can't wait for bin day. I've thrown out so much junk. God, it was great. It felt good, though. Felt weirdly very, very good. And I presume that the sales of buckets of paint will be going through the roof, and paint brushes and so forth. But that's not... another message says, "Just boarded a flight home from Lyon to Dublin with Aer Lingus, and the pilot has decided to wait an extra few minutes for 7 passengers who aren't here yet because he wants to give them a chance to make the flight. I love being Irish," he uses an expletive. "You're not getting that anywhere else." There's nothing wrong with loving your country. Paul is on Twitter as well. He said, "When all this is settled, next year's Patrick's Day parade should just be all of the medical staff and the retail staff and the public transport workers and the truck drivers who kept this country going when it mattered." I concur. And I want to salute everyone. And, you know, watching the drive-throughs last night, the testing, and seeing those staff poking their noses into every car that may or may not be infected. Like, that is heroic. I hope they know that. And I hope your families know that. That we are, as a people, so impressed and so grateful to you. And also, like, the people packing the shelves. I know there's young people working in spars and news agents and places around the place. That's not an easy thing to be doing. You'd be nervous, and yet you show up for work. It's impressive. But at all these levels, as it keeps saying, it brings out the best and I won't say the worst, but it can... Let's focus on the best for now. We can have a tribunal of inquiry after the dust settles into those who have disappointed. I don't know if you saw the cartoon from the New Yorker of the guy sitting at his desk at home going, "You mean all those meetings could have been emails?" Well, I think a lot of people are being found out. what exactly do you do? That's for after the event. Simon Harris also playing a blinder. I see David Hall tweeted him to say, "I know you're busy, but my 2 10-year-olds asked me to ask you, can you cancel Lent, please?" And Simon Harris replied, "Not sure even the new emergency legislation allows me to do that. A matter for a higher power, though I'm sure a God would understand the need for public health appropriate treats to get through this challenging time for all." And nicely said. Micro parades of the mind, very profound, says the text. Well, it was that's what we're all doing. We're micro parading in very different ways to keep the head. What advantages is text to 51551 from all of this time at home is that pets are getting a lot more attention. Our dog is delighted with the longer and more frequent walks and having the kids around. Yeah, there are many upsides. The newspapers, Gavin Beckton is the editor of the Meath Chronicle. He writes, "Empty newsroom, full pages, probably one of the strangest, most challenging weeks ever. Wonderful Meath Chronicle team got a great paper out this week, as did fellow local and regional titles across the country. So well done to all of them. I really appreciate it. Did so while our advertising was pulled like petals from a daisy." Yeah. Do you know what the banks are meeting today? And I think that the banks, I think we were quite good to the banks once upon a time. I think it's their turn to step up to the plate. That's what I thought this morning, listening to it. It's your turn to be nice back when we're in trouble. So good luck with that. But I also think somebody made a very good suggestion upstairs, which was, you know, the tipping. We're all tipping. No one wants to deal with cash now if they can help it because of the germs and all. If all the banks are meeting with the minister today, could they also consider adding to the agenda, expanding how much you can tip the cash card for to 50 or 100 so that you can do one big shop and tip it rather than it's still on. Sorry, tap. I keep saying tipping. I meant tap. Sorry, you're quite right. Tap. So we can tap the card at 50 or 100 rather than 30, because if we're doing big family shops, we'd rather do that. And it would be very useful. And if you are if these are such different times, couldn't you make that possible? I don't know if it's technically possible. I could be talking to making a completely unreasonable demand. But if it's a runner and if it's simple, wouldn't that be just a wonderful thing? So well done to all the newspapers pulling together and keeping the shows on the road, and the radio stations around the country, and not just ours. I mean, everybody doing their bit. Nursing homes, meanwhile, according to RTE.ie, have launched Nursing Homes Ireland, launching a recruitment drive. This could be of interest to people who have found themselves cruelly out of work at the moment, of whom there are so many. Nursing Homes Ireland are trying to encourage people, maybe they're trying to recruit people to work with older people at this time. And these roles include nurses, physios, healthcare assistants, but also catering activities and ancillary or administrative support. So you don't have to have necessarily a healthcare background, but you could find yourself in a position where you could be of some use. So if you want HR advice at nhi.ie, just go to Nursing Homes Ireland website, and potential staff will require Garda vetting, which is important to say as well. And well done to Kian O'Flaherty, who set up a GoFundMe page to feed the heroes. Go to the GoFundMe page, Feed the Heroes, if you want to donate. They currently have €170,000 raised. And what they essentially do is 10 volunteers order takeaway food and arrange for it to be delivered to hospital staff. The decency domino continues to fall. And let's keep it that way, because it's a beautiful thing and I just absolutely love it. And strangely, there are early reports from the Irish Examiner that from Gardaí of a drop in 999 calls. Isn't that funny / good? And a general reduction in policing demands because there's mass closure of pubs, fewer cars on the road, people staying indoors. There's a movie with Tom Cruise called Vanilla Sky. There's another with Cillian Murphy called 28 Days Later. And there's one with Will Smith called I Am Legend. And driving to work today, that's what I felt like. All of them. Tom Cruise, Will Smith and Cillian Murphy. And the fact that they look like a combination of all three of them just made it perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I felt like. Some Gardaí on the ground also report things being quiet with less people around and more Gardaí visible. And that's another section of society that are doing a cracking job as well. The Gads. I don't know if anyone's seen Inside the K on the TV3. Virgin Media 3, and it's a very interesting insight into what's happening, what the guards do on a given day, and it's pretty vicious, but I think that's probably changed around. Do you need to have a little boogie in the kitchen? I think maybe that's not a bad idea. This is the bit of the morning where we'll play a tune and you can have a little dance for 3 or 4 minutes and gather yourselves. The texts are coming in their droves. We are your town hall in the morning, so come and have coffee with us. Let's see how we're all doing. We will not hug. We will hug in our hearts and we will keep the spirits up. We're planning a big late show for you on Friday, would you believe, despite everything. We are adapting and we're going to tweak it and we're going to work it and we'll come up with something to keep you entertained on Friday night. But in the meantime, here we are. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Did you dance? Did you dance in the kitchen for a minute? Forget all your worries. Get happy. That's Wham. You can tell the children. So basically, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, Pepsi and Shirley. If you want a song to rock around the kitchen in the mornings, too, you can send a suggestion. Your best idea is to do a list up with your kids or on your own and send it to ryan@rte.ie later. Because it's not like you don't have time, but you have time, and we'll send it into it by email. And then what we'll do is we'll compile a big Corona playlist that'll allow us to keep you happy in the morning, musically at least. And there's John Boyne, one of the great guys. Parents with book-loving kids stuck at home, he says, I'll host a free one-hour chat where kids can ask questions about books. No video permitted, just typed questions. Join Thursday morning, that's tomorrow, between 11 a.m. and 12. You'll find John Boyne online, tinychat.com. And go there and you'll find John. And that's a great idea. Loads of people doing very nice things that way. What about retrodrivein.ie? Stay in the car in your unit. Go and watch a movie at Leopardstown Racecourse. Go to retrodrivein.ie. They're showing movies at 12, 3, 6 and 9. So, for example, tomorrow, Shrek, Toy Story 4, The Greatest Showman, Back to the Future. You should nearly stay in the car for all four, wouldn't you? That's brilliant. The next day, How to Train Your Dragon, Mrs. Doubtfire, Star is Born, Joker. I'd stick for Joker and I'd stay for Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know how to train your dragon. Doesn't do anything for me. Star is Born doesn't do anything for me. Peppa Pig, then on Saturday. The Lion King, Up, Grease, Sing Along. Okay, I might just stay for The Lion King. Up is too depressing. Grease, Sing Along, I couldn't bear it. And Peppa Pig. No, thanks. Now, that's a little so that, but that's a great idea. Domino's Pizza are delivering pizzas contact-free delivery. You can select a contact-free delivery at the checkout or at the app or the website. And your driver will call, and when they arrive to agree where you want your food left, once the order has been placed in the agreed location, the driver will stay at least 2 metres away while you collect your order. To ensure the service is truly contact-free, all contact-free delivery orders must be prepaid online, etc. I think that's going to be the future, which is good. And so much more. And the text machine here has just gone completely bonkers. So let's try and get through as many of them as I can. I'll just say one from Brenda, which says, huge thanks to the supermarkets for their new initiative of dedicated times for shoppers over 65 years old and family carers. Hallelujah. Whoever came up with that idea, send them to the Vatican and from a distance, let them be canonized. Yeah, through the window by Il Papa, because that's a really nice thing to do. For the 60, over 65 and carers. My husband and I are both over 65, just returned from Tesco and Bray. We were able to shop without crowds and keep a reasonable distance. So thanks to the staff for their courtesy and efforts to keep people safe. We listened to your show and think your recent messages are so important to reinforce the guidelines from the HSE and the government, especially about being kind, but also not losing sight of the fact that the hand washing, lads, the hand washing, keep it going. Like, you know, Joe's brilliant at that. He finishes every sentence with wash your hands, and he's right, it works. And I'm saying the same to you now. You know, don't forget, keep washing the hands, sneezing, coughing into the sleeve. This isn't a 2-day phenomenon. This is going to save a lot of people from a lot of pain. So keep at it. You're brilliant. And in another good news story, there are 6 Irish people have been included on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. We can't lose sight that people are still doing good things. Who have we got here? Lorcan O'Cohan is 27. He operates 4G Capital, which helps small businesses in sub-Saharan Africa that are unable to secure financing from traditional banks and sends credit in the form of mobile money directly to customers' phones. Who else we got? James Gabriel is the founder of Helper Bird, which is a tool for people with dyslexia. And he set up the company after years of struggling in school with a condition before being diagnosed at the age of 16. Lads, these are great Irish people doing great things. Deborah Summerin, who we've spoke to on the TV and the radio show, founder of Empower the Family, which is an improved housing body that provides accommodations and childcare to people in Ireland who might not otherwise be able to attend university, which is really impressive. And we spoke also, we've got Connor and Ronan Burke, they're 26 and 25. Imagine, these are all under 30. And they came up with Inscribe, which is an automated document fraud detection system that allows businesses to instantly verify their customers when they request proof of income, proof of address or proof of expense information. And finally, another former guest of the Late Late Show, Sean McLaughlin, who is Ireland's most popular YouTuber, under the name of Jacksepticeye. I remember when he came into the Late Late Show, the amount of people wanted to have their picture taken with him, and I think the older ones were going, what? And the younger people were going, you just don't get this. And they're quite right. So well done to all of them. 6 Irish people included on Forbes 30 under 30. It's a great achievement. So well done to one and all. Delighted about that. Now, elsewhere, loads and loads of time. I just want to say thank you for brightening our days during these strange and scary times. I'm 51 years old, living alone, and you make us feel less alone, which is, I'm only doing what we're all doing, and all the texts also help us to communicate for each other. Also, a group of us on Ireland Simpsons fans have set up a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society to help with Daffodil Day. We've raised €10,000 so far. Wowzers. I mean, I'm loving that sort of news. And what else have we got for you? Dr. Irene McCormack, lots of people working from home. I'm a lecturer. I did 5 hours of classes on Monday through a system called Collaborate Ultra. And students even did presentations using PPT. Hashtag not swinging the lead. Okay, very good. The Clonus Drama Group spent last night recording voice files of their favourite poems and writings. They had to stall this year's production. And we will upload the Clonus to Clonus Drama Group Facebook this week and invite the local public to add their own favourites. This is all wonderful stuff. And also people, there are lots of people, not just the old people, people who are 30, 40, 50, they're not old, but they're single or separated and live alone. So be sure to call them, says Sarah, and make sure that they're in the loop. Well said. And to all the staff in the Department of Social Welfare, says Paul, who are flat out working to help those who've lost their jobs. And another says, I always make a point, and this is a very good point, Patricia Toomey in Cork, of saying thank you to shop and transport workers. But now I add, thank you for coming into work. And I got lots looks of surprise and beautiful smiles in return. So that's good. And could this virus turn out to be the cure for our modern disjointed society? Re-Aoife says, parents spending time with their children, couples talking, treasuring our vulnerable, reading, walking, being, acknowledging those that do important jobs every day, teachers, nurses, doctors, Gardaí. Yeah, there's truth. I was having a long conversation with my eldest yesterday. I was saying, you know, it's like mother, mother the earth turned around and said, enough. You are making a mess of it, lads. You are making an absolute mess and you're losing sight of all the good things and all the important things and all the big things. And you need to regroup and reset. And I know that's kind of a fairly silly thing to say in some ways, but there's just a sense of us having to reassess society as a whole, as a globe. And that in itself is intriguing, but it's early days yet. Would you like a pretty song? I'd like a pretty song. That's the Love and Spoonful. And that song makes me happy, and I hope it makes you happy. It's as cute as a button. On Post have opening hours that are extending now from 8 a.m. this Friday, March 20th, to facilitate OAPs. Well done, On Post. And customers may nominate a temporary agent to act on their behalf by completing in advance a form available at post offices and online. And they are doing all the right things there. Customers no longer being asked to sign for mail deliveries requiring a signature. Instead, the post person will sign to confirm the delivery in the presence of the customer. That's all smart, 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 smart. I'm so proud of this country, the way we're handling this. I'm so proud of my fellow citizens. I'm proud of the government. I'm proud of the way it's been handled by the frontline people. It is just taking, there is so much positive in such a negative story. It's uplifting. And I can't tell you, I'm trying to tell you, the amount of texts and emails coming in and people are so keen to hear about goodness and kindness. And it's there. And it's around. So this is good news.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
I want to say good morning to Fiona Murray, who's living at alone with her dog. She's, I'm 36 years old and it's lonely staying away from everyone because I have a cold and I don't want to be around others in case. So thank goodness for Pippin. Good on you, Pippin. And stay strong. And I see Barack Obama's chief speechwriter, Cody Keenan, was tweeting a quote from Leo Varadkar's speech last night about not all superheroes wear capes, some wear scrubs and gowns, and described the speech as tough, strong, to give on Ireland's national holiday, reassuring, empathetic, directly addresses young people, the world and fear itself, brings in everyone into the front lines. Well done, will be remembered. I don't know a sinner who thought that was a bad speech. So well done to all involved. Mary says, as a 69-year-old who lives alone, you've always been an important part of my day, but now you're an extra joy. And the reason I'm reading that, it sounds very self-laudatory, but it's just because you're an important part of our day now. All our new friends, people who would rather be at work, to be honest with you, or be at school, or at college, or wherever they might be, are, you know, kind of joining us now of a morning. And I just want to say you're welcome, but you're important to us. And all those texts and emails, and I'm not phony baloney, it's the truth. So thank you kindly. Right, got a scoot. Sean O'Rourke is standing by with all the latest developments from around the country and indeed around the world, so stay tuned for him. But somebody sent a lovely note out, Moores is the person, but it's a quote from Heaney, Seamus Heaney, for today and yesterday and tomorrow, he says. And the quote is this: if we can winter this out, we can summer anywhere. Nice thought for the day, and that's what I'll leave you on, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.